This time on IFAF.
Idaho Falls and Franks.
Did we get FOMO because this town empties out around the 4th of July? Mysteriously wanders out of the woods.
Is that her name is Elle, by the way? Wait a second, Mike. I gotta get off the phone. There's a dog by the road and I gotta go save him.
You're bad and you should feel bad. Boy, I didn't soften that at all, did I?
You didn't.
IFAF. Idaho Falls Local. Independent. Alternative Media with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Coming up on this episode, hear me out.
Haktua.
And saving spaces on the parade route.
Oh, by the way, I got some really nice new camp chairs.
How do we feel about that? Also, other 4th of July follow-ups because we're just getting back.
Yeah, we took a little break and we don't even feel bad one bit, okay?
Had some great guac dogs.
Oh, those were nice.
Yeah. When we say Franks, it means two things.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we'll sort of discuss the uselessness of meteorologists once again. And a mysterious girl is found in the woods late at night. What did it mean? What happened? Find out tonight.
This week on Unsolved Mysteries. Dang, I was so close.
Boy, we take one week off.
Well, I guess by now it's two, but...
Hey, make... Yeah, well, yeah, because we missed a week, and so technically, yeah.
Yeah.
But, hey, Mike and Carly, you just had your first year anniversary of your show. What are you going to do? Oh, we'll take a breather for a second.
Well, that's the thing. We weren't even planning to.
That's right.
Yeah.
After the 4th of July, we were just kind of like... We made it halfway through an episode and just went... I'm not really feeling it, are you?
Yeah. And, you know, after, you know, celebrating the anniversary of the show, we were like, you know what? We deserve a little break.
We earned it. Yeah. Take the rest of the day off.
Yeah.
What's going on with my microphone there? I might have to. But, I mean, just today, as we record this late on a Saturday night.
Right.
Trump was shot at.
Yes.
Shelley Duvall passed away. Mm-hmm. That was a couple days ago.
And Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons?
Which is so sad.
But I think that means we might see that Pauly Shore biopic.
I mean, we probably will. That'd be cool. I kind of feel like that was going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know that Richard Simmons wasn't really crazy about that happening anyway. So isn't that sort of pissing on his grave a little?
I mean, technically... You know, once you're dead, people can say whatever they want about you. Hence the phrase, don't speak ill of the dead.
Right.
I don't know.
They can say what they want about you, but society sort of frowns on it and thinks you're a jerk.
Right.
It's like you could go to Hitler's funeral and be like, yeah, this guy was terrible. And they'd be like, I'm sorry, like, get out.
Right.
Yeah.
Funny. But let's do this. It's 11:30 and the club is jumping.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this hot new...
I'm so excited about this one, by the way. Now, when I was a kid, it was the Red Lion. And so I always call it that. You always call it the West Bank.
Yeah.
Which was the original, right?
Yep.
But it looks so good. And I still love that motel sign with the big atomic star behind it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it was a really great week for us. My mic's not set up right or something, but I'll get over it. It was a really great week for us on social this time around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had some people, somebody posted, hey, does anybody know of podcasts that are local? And two, maybe even three people were like, oh, hey, IFAF, they're fun and funny. You know what? We'll take it. Thank you.
Right.
That's great.
I will say when I saw that, I thought to myself, okay, is this like a plant? Like, is this someone who has a podcast who's like asking so that their friend can go under and be like, oh, I've heard this podcast is really good.
But I didn't see any of that. My bullshit meter, I think, is
pretty finely
tuned. In fact, I'm more cynical. Like, honestly, this whole Trump incident is like... They couldn't have planned that better for his campaign.
Right.
There's a photograph. Mm-hmm. I was going to say a shot. Probably shouldn't say. There's a shot. There's a photograph taken, you know, from, I assume he's on a stage.
Right. But from the audience's standpoint.
Ear is bleeding, fist in the air, American flag and Secret Service agent.
Yeah.
Like, it's the most American thing I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's might be bigger than the Obama Hope poster that Shepard Fairey did.
Right, right.
And it's just in time for him to sort of change from a criminal or a victim,
right,
depending on your viewpoint, to, oh man, that's an American image right there.
Right. Yeah, I completely agree. I will say something that I thought was kind of funny is that there's already some merch out about it. Specifically, there's a hat that says Bulletproof.
The Haktua Girls Company, Fatheads Threads, which is a correction we need to make. Fatheads makes the posters. It's Fathead Threads that are selling
the hats.
Authorized Haktua Girl merchandise.
Okay. I thought that was funny because I was like, wait, what about the other Fatheads? That makes sense.
Okay, so hat that says Bulletproof.
But yeah, that says Bulletproof. When technically, I think it's been proven he's not bulletproof. And maybe bullet resistant.
Right.
Yeah. like one of those watches that you can wear in a pool, but not in the ocean.
It takes up too much letters. We can't put that on a hat.
Right.
It's not as catchy.
It's not. That's true. That's fair.
But yeah, I mean, and we're joking about it because seriously, the news came out 3 hours ago.
Right. Well,
and we know you get this podcast on Monday, but it does take me a day to edit it.
Well, and the other thing that I thought when I first found out about this is that is the number one way to make a martyr. Like whether you are pro or anti-Trump, like especially if you're anti anyone, like if you assassinate them or something like that, you're going to automatically bolster the other side's campaign.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm going to call it right now. Trump's number 47. And despite your politics, you know I'm right.
Yeah, probably.
There's got to be a hell of an October surprise.
I mean, here's the thing. He was convicted of a crime and yet is still on the campaign trail and is still the Republican nominee.
Yeah.
Like, he's genuinely just kind of unstoppable. I hope he takes some time to, like, heal up because that seems like he should.
and like, this news is so new, we don't even know if it was his blood.
Right.
It could have been the blood of somebody else. Somebody died, at least one person.
Yeah,
and
I guess.
I believe it was the gunman. But I guess five shots went off before the Secret Service was able to...
Yeah, was able to get him.
Yeah. So, wow, just wild.
Well, and also, if you're going to attempt an assassination, you better make sure that your aim is spot on.
I've already seen the missed it by that much memes, you know, like a friend who is probably my most political friend that I know was like, dude, it's a miracle.
Yeah.
That he survived. Like he turned his head at just the right time. I mean, he's already studying the, what are the JFK?
The grassy knoll.
Yeah. He's already studying those tapes.
And
yeah. Which is a lot easier to do, I suppose, in this day and age.
I know, right? Well, so many more cameras, so many more angles. I guarantee there's going to be at least 100 different shots, angles of this same incident. This sounds so bad. I'm so sorry.
But we have so much to get to because we skipped a week. And you know what? We earned it. High five.
Yeah, we deserve it.
And what did we do? I'll tell you what we did. We got a lot of takeout.
Yes. Oh, so much pizza.
And apparently, we only wanted to watch movies with one sequel.
Yes. Yeah.
It started with Disenchanted.
Uh-huh.
The sequel to Enchanted.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't... Is this right? There's 15 years between those two movies?
Yes. Yeah. It's like quite the gap.
Wow.
And Amy Adams still looks so good. She's just a beautiful person.
You picked one of the ones on my list.
Oh, because she's gorgeous. She's on my list.
Yeah. She's just,
yeah.
The epitome of a Disney princess.
She's beautiful.
But then we did, I wrote them down. But of course, it's not one that's right in front of me. So Enchanted and Disenchanted. Oh, Ace Ventura and When Nature Calls. And there was one more... Mamma Mia. And Mamma Mia 2.
Oh, that was the best day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really fun.
How that happened? Anyway. I don't know.
Now, that being said, I did try to start watching The Cure for Wellness.
What is it about?
Very quick synopsis with no spoilers. It's about a businessman who goes to a health retreat / mental wellness retreat to get his boss because otherwise he's going to get totally boned in the company, more or less. And while he's there, there is a car accident and he ends up having to stay there.
At a wellness retreat center.
Yes. And things get real weird real quick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, when people were calling out podcasts and tagging podcasts, I tried to share our friend Emily's.
Yes.
She's Missing podcast. Mm-hmm. Because we're almost coming up on Missing Persons Day, aren't we?
We are, as a matter of fact.
But she doesn't let other people tag her, which is fine. But
oh, yeah. Well, that's her choice. Yeah, and I totally get it, because I know that she's really, she's just trying to stay more or less anonymous. Like, okay. She doesn't want it to be a big deal in her life. She just wants to be a nice voice to listen to, which she definitely is.
There's another one, IFAFMFers. Yeah. To maybe check out.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, Jeff and Greg, you know, always while we're fun. Talking, they've been doing it for like 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before everybody. Right. Now, in my defense, I did a little podcasting like in 2004.
Right.
I just want to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, all right.
I mean, not 15 years worth of podcasting.
And I'm sorry, I'm going to be looking at my notes a lot tonight because we're 2 weeks behind now.
Yeah, we're just a little rusty.
Yeah, I've just got all this content. So, are we still talking about the Hawktua girl?
I did just realize that we forgot to mention the third celebrity death.
Which was?
Old Sexy Lady.
Okay. Oh, Ruth Westheimer. Thank Dr. You. Ruth.
Yes, Dr. Ruth.
She was. I don't know if I'd say she was an old sexy lady.
Right, but...
But she was an old lady who talked about sex.
Right, right.
And she was like... It was like the first time... I remember watching her... I don't know. Is maybe on PBS or something?
Oh, I could see that.
But I was like, how are we getting away with this? Even as like a...
Well, I mean, you know, it's a fact of life. It's a thing that happens.
And rest in peace. And thank you for saying the word vibrator in the 80s. Because I think that freed up a lot of women to have a better life.
It probably did.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of reminds me. So we've been rewatching Bridgerton lately. And like the first season, none of the girls know how you conceive a baby. And they're full grown adult women.
Right.
And like, you know, we kind of were discussing this as we watched, like, how exactly did they not even have an inkling of how this happened? But that's the thing. Like, it is so easy.
Before TV.
It's so easy to be sheltered.
Yeah.
And so, you know, can you imagine the chick who heard vibrator for the first time and was like, what's that?
It almost seems like a good time to show.
Oh, our favorite 4th of July.
This. Yeah. What was it? Pretty Pretty Princess Sword or something?
Yes, it was a Pretty Pretty Princess Sword. It was our favorite firework that we had.
So this is the hilt.
Uh-huh.
And boy, if you turn it the wrong way, you might get the wrong idea about what a pretty, pretty princess wants. Just saying. Maybe that's intentional. I don't know.
Well, to be fair, the boy version of them also had the same hilt, so.
But I want to say two things about the hawk. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. They did. Yeah. Oh, it was the Princess Power Sword.
Yeah.
That's what it was called. And it was very fun. I had a really good time waving that thing around.
Mighty Mormon Princess Ranger.
Yes, right.
Yeah, in fact, yeah, we had a... Oh, your family's 4th of July plans sort of fizzled.
Yeah.
So we decided to go visit our nearest stand.
Mm-hmm.
Here they are actually taking down the sign. That's how late we were.
Yeah. Like genuinely right before sunset. And we were like, well, I guess if we're going to do this, we better do it.
Grabbed $100 of fireworks.
Well, and that's the thing too. I literally said, all I want are sparklers. We don't have to buy anything else. And then you were like, yeah, but give me all the works.
Okay, right. At the stand.
Yeah. Right.
I called an audible.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, but yeah, we got the responsible ground dwelling ones, but they were still a lot of fun.
They were really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were we? Dr. Ruth Westheimer, weird fireworks handle.
Hopping down the bunny trails.
Oh, Hawktua.
Sorry.
I just want to mention the two things I saw that I thought were Hawktua related and hilarious.
Okay.
Some guy just posted, and I've got a few real sexist friends on my feed. Kirk. You know who you are,
You're
bro.
You're going to call him out? Is he the only friend on your feed named Kirk?
He's either, no, there's probably a few.
That was probably a popular name for a second because Cam Kirk.
I probably know, two or three Kirks.
All right, fair enough.
But if you know this town and some of the same people in it that I do, you know damn well who I'm talking to because he's either posting completely inappropriate shit or he's saying, hey guys, just got out of Facebook jail again. But anyway, he just posted, If she don't hawk Tua, I don't talk Tua. I thought that was kind of clever.
That's funny.
And then a friend of mine made the observation. He was like, so I don't know, hawk Tua, whatever. He's like, he's not really a meme follower or a current events follower even.
Right.
But he had heard that and he's like, so this is gross. I had to spit up the other day in front of the sink. I think he got a bad jar of pickles or something. But he's like, that's exactly the sound you make when you have to spit.
Like a really gross, like, well, and that's the thing. It's not because you can get a good, like just saliva spit with just the, you know, if you're doing a,
don't make the noise. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're doing that snort, you're getting more than just saliva.
Should I do it? Should I make the?
Okay. I hate it. All right. I hate it. But I'm just saying, if you're making the hawk sound, then you're not just spitting out saliva.
You're really probably into it. You're really working something up.
I mean, I'm just saying, you're basically eating your own bugs, dude. Yeah, it's super gross.
Okay, we'll leave that in. I cut it from the last time we talked about this. Speaking of which, I'm not saying I'm a visionary or anything. I really am the furthest thing from it, but I will have to say that I'm starting to see a lot more videos just get chopped quickly like ours do. And I think people are finally starting to get it that, yeah, even though it looks a little stuttery and Max Headroomy, if you understand that reference, it's just the fastest way to get you the content the fastest without wasting your time.
Right.
I thought I was just being lazy, but I might be onto something here.
No, it just really makes sense. One last thing about Hawk to a Chick. I had mentioned that I could not figure out what her job was, and it was pissing me off.
Right, because there were those rumors, preschool teacher, which was from a satire website.
Right, yeah. Turns out she worked at a spring factory. I'm assuming she doesn't anymore, because now she's making money off of her merch and like probably making public appearances and stuff, too.
What kind of spring?
Tua. Sorry.
Are you saying mattress spring?
I think so. I mean, well, to be fair, springs are used in like everything. They probably made all kinds of different springs.
Yeah.
You know, they probably made everything from down to like those little tiny ballpoint pen springs.
She's into springs and spring accessories.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the kind that you like use in an airplane. Like Hank
propane. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what her job was there. Like, was she on the floor making springs, or was she like a secretary at the front desk?
Or was she just lubricating the springs?
Yeah.
I almost choked on that one, but I think we'll just let it go.
That was really good, though.
I saw one other thing that's a little randy this week. Just like that, the expression, hear me out, has completely changed.
Right, it kind of has.
Have you noticed this? It's no longer, hear me out, McDonald's actually makes a high-quality burger.
Right.
It means, hear me out, I'm going to have sex with a McDonald's burger.
Right. Like Yeah, basically, it's, so I guess it's sort of a game where you, and my buddy and I actually played this together, and it was really good, as a matter of fact, because it got weirder and weirder, dude. But, like, it started at, like, hear me out, Guillermo from What We Do in the Shadows, he's kind of cute.
Absolutely,
he seems like he'd be a good boyfriend. Yeah. And you basically get to list all of the nice things about him.
Hear me out, Rick Moranis in Little Shop of Horrors.
Right. Yeah. And then I think
the nerdy boy.
Oh, I loved him in that.
Yeah.
Suddenly Seymour.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. And then I think it ended somewhere along the lines.
Hear me out, Steve Martin in Little Shop of Horrors.
But I think our game ended somewhere along the lines of Quasimodo. I'm not going to tell you who came up with that one either.
Okay. But you're saying you're making an argument. There are arguments exist for Quasimodo.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
He'd sure be grateful. You know, he'd sure be really into it.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And you know, I think another nice thing about this new Hear Me Out game is that anytime you are feeling just crappy about yourself, like you are in the pits,
post a selfie of you in your sweats going, hear me out.
Well, no, I'm like just saying.
The worst photo of yourself possibly take.
If you've ever played the game, though, you can be like, okay, I am just a piece of garbage person and I look bad, but so-and-so said that they would do so-and-so, and I'm better than that person, so, yeah.
Hey, even without no makeup, I'm still a seven.
Yeah.
And, you know.
If someone would make the argument for Quasimodo, I'm fine.
You know what?
That sort of thing.
This is my favorite kind of episode because we're just all over the fucking place.
I love the bunny trails. I love the rabbit holes.
So we're just going to go with it at this point.
Yeah, hey, why not?
Facebook said we're fun and funny.
I think the reason we are is because we have fun.
But there's a friend, a mutual friend of ours, who is that I love dearly.
Oh, I love him so much.
Okay, you know where I'm going with this. Whenever we had a commitment on a Saturday night, and he's like, I just can't make it. I'm sorry. I'm trash. Mm-hmm. And then after he says I'm trash, he spends like 20 lines explaining why and how terrible he is and how he's ironing his hands like Dobby the house elf.
Yes.
in Harry Potter.
He's throwing himself in the garbage much like Forky. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, when Forky in Toy Story 4, right? Uh-huh. He didn't come along till 4?
Yeah.
But he goes, I'm trash, in his crazy googly eye. You know, it reminds me of that every time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Now, just funny. That being said, the funny thing about this friend is that he does the opposite anytime he's talking to anyone else. Like, when he's addressing you, he doesn't address you as, hey, what's up, Mike? It's, hey, Mike of Perfection, how are you, sweet, special little boy? I love you so much. You're so great.
He will do paragraphs.
Yes.
Like, one time, your friend put me on the phone with him, and he went off for 3 minutes.
Yes. Yes.
He's a magician with patter.
I have never, like, okay.
We'll get him on the show one day.
I've never been complimented.
Just so we're not wasting your time.
I've never been complimented so much that it actually felt like a shower of compliments until him. Yeah. It's like a sweet summer rain of compliments.
He is a whole bouquet of roses.
Yeah.
This guy.
I love him so much. Yeah. He might be the best person I've ever met in my life.
We actually tried to get him as not a guest on this show, but a producer.
Yeah.
And that might still happen. I don't know. That's one of the commitments. Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't really talked about the 4th of July.
Right.
I thought we did something kind of fun. Mm-hmm. We got to the parade route right at 9, right before the action was supposed to start, and worked our way through it backwards.
Yeah. So, and that part was pretty cool.
You know, we love our town, and 4th of July, man, we serve it up.
Right.
We really do.
We do.
Oh, the same guy who posts offensive things on Facebook posted something kind of touching, I thought.
Oh, really?
It was just an image of an old headshot of Frank Vandersloot that he probably wants to get taken off of the internet. Not because it's bad, but because it's like old and outdated.
Okay.
Now, who knows? Maybe it's still on his own personal website or Melaleuca's website.
I mean, there are lots of men who use really old pictures of themselves in places they shouldn't be using really old pictures of themselves.
Talking to you, real estate agents. Seriously, if somebody is shocked by your current appearance because your marketing photo is so old, you're kind of doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Also talking to you guys on dating apps.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? If you're 43, you should not have a high school pic on there.
40-year-old dudes or however old you are, 40, 50, anything above 35.
Right.
Don't hold your phone down like this to take a picture. Your flattering angle is up here.
At least have it at eye level.
When I open... Every morning I open my phone to do an Instagram post and its default is looking up at me. Or is that TikTok? It's one of them.
Yeah, right.
It's one of them. And I look like death warmed over.
Right. I don't get why people choose that angle ever.
Ever.
You know, like the dad. Okay. Here's something funny. My dad's Venmo picture is literally like, I think it's taken in like Costco, which is the most dad thing ever. But it's like a picture from right about here of him looking down at his phone, taking a picture with the Costco ceiling behind him.
When Facebook...
It's like what I would have seen had I been sitting in his cart like a little kid. You know?
When Facebook created the option to just knock out a profile pic right then and there.
Right.
I'm thinking, who are you crazy people?
It's so funny because dad's always like Facebook dads take him down here and Facebook moms take him up here.
Yes.
You know,
like,
and the appropriate you're not angle fooling is somewhere anybody, in between lady. There.
Yeah. Yeah. No, when you have to hold the phone up and I can see your feet.
Right.
Then you're either trying to accent something that is unnecessary or hide something that is unnecessary. Yeah. Just do this. Just in here is acceptable. This, we know you're catfishing somebody.
Right. People will respect you less.
That's a terrible thing to say, but...
Here's the thing. People will respect you less if you look vastly different in real life versus on the internet.
Right. And that's why I think there's going to be such a pushback because of AI. You know, people are going to get so sick of seeing fake stuff that they're going to actually start to value that hashtag no filter from Instagram 15 years ago is going to make a hell of a comeback.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, Kirk posted this picture saying Frank's for the fireworks.
That's funny.
And it was a picture of Frank. Because you know, it's no secret that he is the benevolent benefactor in our community.
Right.
He does the thing at Christmas. And, you know, he supplements or subsidizes our fireworks. So we can have one that is vastly incommensurate with the size of our town.
Yes.
Now this year, and by the way, I heard you guys still using my music bed on that, and that's fine. If you're wondering about the music that's ramping up before the fireworks, it's a beautiful piece by Philip Shepherd composed for the documentary In the Shadow of the Moon.
Ooh, cool.
Called Reentry, which I would highly recommend. But that was the music playing, in case you're an instrumental freak like I am. But he took that opportunity to talk about the water curtailment thing that's going on.
Oh, wait. Okay. Remind me of this.
I don't know. Okay. Here's the thing. I've looked at it and gone, too smart for me.
Oh, I should probably read through
every
that.
Every time, but it's something affecting farmers.
I'll read through it and explain it to you,
and
baby.
And it sounds like a bonehead move that Brad Little did or tried to pull or something, or maybe he was just lip servicing before heading into a political, you know, a politically charged meeting. I don't know. But Frank took, I don't know, I tuned out after 2 minutes, three. But it's political stuff. And he wants you to email Brad Little and tell him what a bonehead he is for doing this thing. So the thing is, Frank's not wrong.
Right.
He's right. This really could have affected us. And I think maybe in the, I always get it mixed up. What's the Magic Valley? What's the Treasure Valley? I think Boise is... You know,
I should know.
I'm putting you on the spot, right? And why don't we have a cute name for ours?
Right.
We're the Snake River Valley.
Yeah.
That's not cute. It's not treasure or magical.
I mean, I like little snakes, little snake snakes.
And Frank, that's why you are sincerely IFAF this week. Crisp high five. 21 finger gun military style salute. Airplanes flying overhead. Red, white, and blue. Nailed it again.
And... chef's kiss.
Oh, chef's kiss.
To you. I was waiting for you to do your part.
And Frank's for the fireworks. Because seriously, really cool that we can have this in our community every year.
Absolutely. And when will politicians just let the experts deal with the thing?
Just shut the hell up.
You know, and like, like, dude, if you don't know how that's going to affect the environment and stuff, like, I get that at some point someone has to be the dividing line.
That's why the first thing I said was, I don't know.
But, like, come on.
I don't even know what water curtailment is, but something about 500,000 acres of farmers' farming land not getting their thing. But we should, here in Idaho, we should have all the water.
We should have all,
all of it.
Because we've got all the farmers.
We got the Tetons, you know, one click that way, or 90, however you want to measure it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, we've got a whole ass river running through here.
Right, yeah. Maybe you've heard of it. That's as political as we're going to get.
Yeah.
We're going to admit we don't know. As somebody who's just reviewing the news, I'm like, it sounds way out of my league is what it sounds.
Yeah. Well, you know, and honestly, like. I care so much about so many things all the time that sometimes if I have no power to control it and if I can have no effect on it, I have to just not care because I got no more cares to give.
You can't hug every kitty.
I know, and you tell me that all
the time. You're going to drive yourself crazy.
I mean, okay, like the other day when I was driving home from the radio station, I was on the phone with you because it was spooky and late at night. And I'm like, wait a second, Mike, I got to get off the phone. There's a dog by the road and I got to go save him. I couldn't find him. So I did for a second. He looked like a little like white Chihuahua mix guy. And he kind of went like running back into this like construction area over a fence. Well, he went under a fence, but I would have had to go over. And he like clearly did not want to come to me, even though I was doing my like really good white woman voice. Like, come here, baby. It's okay. You want treats?
The songs we sang
yes.
The other day, I thought of one.
Oh, did you?
But I haven't worked it out.
Okay.
I haven't workshopped it at all.
I love it.
Hear me out. The Rango Connection. Someday we'll find it. The Rango Connection.
To his little dumb brain.
Chihuahuas, the mamas, and me.
That's cute. I like that. I will workshop that for you.
Okay, the Rango Connection.
Great. Yeah, next time I'm talking to him and I need a little song to sing. Yeah.
Oh, moving on. And I just want to mention before we do, please subscribe on YouTube. We need you. Thank you. Do you want to talk about the shooting downtown?
Yes, I do.
We were having a really nice
Saturday night.
Yeah, it was Matt Hill and his wife, Colette.
Mm-hmm.
And
who's super cool.
Yeah, we had dinner, and then I think we headed to 18 for some apps. I just love that new building there.
Oh, yeah.
What they've done with 18 and the snake bite.
It's so pretty.
But walked out and cops everywhere.
Right.
Holy IFPD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like blocking the middle of the intersection of, I think it's A and Shoop.
Yeah.
No, A and Park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And great job, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Also, sorry to the two officers that we passed in the alleyway and said, can we go this way? And he's like, I wouldn't go anywhere. I'd go home if I were you.
Right. But we were on our way to get some pie hole. And I genuinely turned to the cop and I was like, I totally get that. And I don't disagree with you. But man, I really want some pizza. So we're going to get that real quick and then we'll go straight home.
How's that for an endorsement?
Well, but also,
come to the pie hole. It's worth maybe getting shot.
Right. Priorities, babe.
Try the Drunken Princess.
Oh, I love the Drunken Princess. That one's good. Wait, it's Drunk Candy. I like the Pretty Princess, which is the meat one.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was going to hold this up again, but that's funny. An extremely inappropriate joke, and I won't make it.
What was the other thing?
We saw our first guy in public who recognized us.
Yeah, which was weird, and I liked it a lot.
His name is Trip.
Uh-huh.
I just remember that because the minute he said that, I was like, Trip-odometer.
Yeah.
Okay, his name is Trip.
Yeah, I think you even said, oh yeah, like a trip-odometer? And he's like, well, I've never heard that one before, but yeah.
How have you never heard that, Trip?
Yeah,
maybe Have a Nice Fall is your last name, but...
I mean... I feel like more people would go for that lower hanging fruit of like, oh, like falling over instead of like trip-odometer.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I said it every time I refill my tank.
See, and that's the difference. Okay.
How can you not?
I don't.
You got to know how much you get per tank.
First off,
I'm about 350.
My car tells me.
About 350.
My car tells me.
Oh, yeah.
And I exclusively only fill my car up when it is past empty. Right. So I always know how long it takes and how much it costs because I go from empty to full and then I don't do it again until it's back to empty.
But anyway, Trip, if you're listening,
very responsible.
Thanks so much. He was so friendly and enthusiastic.
Uh-huh.
We asked him, like, I was like, hey, buddy. And he was like, no, I'm the DD tonight.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was a super nice guy.
Sober AF.
Honestly, dude, I just couldn't believe that he like gave enough of a shit about us to be like, hey, you guys do the thing.
Right.
You know? Like, yeah.
I'm saying it was a good week for our numbers and shit last week.
Like I actually,
and I was like, "This is great. I'm not doing anything."
Yeah, which you know what, we needed that break.
Although we have agreed,
don't have a boss.
To make a post when that happens.
Yeah,
a quick 30-second clip going, we're off this week. Have a great one.
Yeah, we weren't really thinking about it when we took the time off because we were intending to do something.
Oh yeah.
But then you know.
But then I don't know. Did we get FOMO because this town empties out around the 4th of July? Sometimes before, sometimes after.
Yeah.
Depending on the timing.
Mm-hmm.
I did say in the Scrapped show last week, I think the best night to have the 4th of July is on a Thursday.
Probably.
4th of July is sort of like Halloween. Hear me out.
Right.
That's going to be the title of this show. In that the main activity, the main event happens at night.
Yeah, right.
So if you're going to be engaged that night, mm-hmm. you're probably going to take the rest of the day off tomorrow. No one's going to give you shit for not coming in on July 5th.
Well, and also, I'm sorry, but is there anything more American than having a few beers, lighting off some fireworks, maybe blowing off a finger or two?
If they are, they're probably the same kind of people who would ask you your previous salary in a job interview. Anyway, real quick, want to take care of our sponsors, the biggest one being us, your realtors, Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan, brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho. Mm-hmm. Also, the best steak on the planet, and since you're Idahoan, you ought to take advantage of them.
Right.
Even though they ship to like six states, including Idaho, mm-hmm. Virgin River Land and Cattle Company, find them on Facebook.
Much better than the meat tents.
Let's get to that, shall we?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
DIY Wedding and Event Rentals. Mm-hmm. You can search them also on Facebook. And our friends at Elsie's Closet, a brand new consignment store that's for women, by women.
Mm-hmm. It's curated upscale resale.
So just drop our name to save 15%. Boy, did I stir up some shit.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So the city of Idaho Falls specifically, explicitly states, mm-hmm. don't be saving a spot on the parade route.
Right.
On 4th Street or on Boulevard mm-hmm. before 6 a.m. on July 4th.
Right. It's like on the website, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 6 p.m. And they kind of make a big deal out of it.
Right.
At 6 p.m. on July 3rd. Blankets, mm-hmm. camp chairs, everywhere. Really nice, expensive looking ones.
Right. That's the thing I don't get. Like,
and even
risk
tents.
Involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about somebody's lawn who lives on 4th Street or Boulevard.
Right.
We're talking about obviously public property. Mm-hmm. And this brought up another debate. Mm-hmm. People were putting, you know, tape, caution tape, I don't know what you call it.
Right.
Tag tape.
Like stakes on the ground with like string through it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
On parking strips. I think that's what they're called. You got a street. Mm-hmm. You got a parking strip with grass and lawn. Typically, that's right. Where the mailboxes are.
Right.
Then a sidewalk. Then your own personal lawn.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, the rule is the parking strip and the sidewalks are city property, mm-hmm. but you as a property owner have to maintain them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So because they're city property, you probably shouldn't be putting your stuff there either.
No, exactly.
So I posted a picture. Mm-hmm. You took it.
I did.
With your phone. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, send that to me. I want to see some smart ass shit on the internet.
Can you imagine some like rando out of towner driving through Idaho Falls on the 3rd and just being like, God, these people must have a horrible homelessness yeah. problem. What's going on in Idaho Falls?
Oh, man. Yes, because it did. It looked like a tent city springing up.
It did a little bit. It's freaky.
So I just posted what I thought was sort of a tongue-in-cheek, hey guys, free blankets, camp chairs, and even tents mm-hmm. until 6 a.m. Because mm-hmm. the people there weren't honoring the city rules.
Right.
The people who had done that. So this mm-hmm. is a perfect, am I the asshole?
Right. You know, there's something that...
Because I don't think I am.
So I think I've mentioned that I help out with some kids, right? And the thing that I constantly say to them is, well, you know, just because someone else is doing the wrong thing doesn't mean we're allowed to. So, for example, I think one day we were trying to, like, I don't know, go to, like, a splash pad or something, and people were cutting across a certain way that they weren't supposed to go. And they were like, let's just go that way. And I was like, hey, guys, no, the rule is this.
Yeah, that's a really good thing to teach children,
I think. I think so, too. Yeah. I think so, too.
But I kind of thought about wanting to take it a step further, and maybe we will next year.
Yeah.
You are putting blankets mm-hmm. and camp chairs and tents on city property. So what's to stop us from posting, I don't know, every 10 feet along the parade route,
mm-hmm.
Signs that say, free, take one.
Yeah. I mean, if we're all breaking the rules.
If we're all breaking, see what I'm saying?
Right. And you know what? It's not fair to the people who follow the rules and who get there early and who do the right thing.
Right.
You know, like, why do the heathens, you know what?
The people that wake up at 4
Yeah.
To be out the door by 5.
Mm-hmm.
To be there at 5:30.
Right.
To claim a spot that are following the rules. They deserve to at least take your stuff and, I don't know, play the, you ever done the swapping game? What was it called? When I was in high school, I never did it. But
Bigger and Better?
But no, somebody, no, I know that one.
Okay.
But somebody, it may have just been a theory.
Okay.
Maybe like a friend of a friend,
right,
urban
right.
legend mm-hmm. did it. But they're like, yeah, we went replacing one night. We would drive up and down streets.
Uh-huh.
And if we saw a sprinkler, we'd sneak up and unattach it.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd put something like
random on there. Like,
yeah, put a different, they'd go swapping sprinklers or go
okay.
harmless fun, but still kind of devilish.
Kind of devilish.
And kind of creative. Yeah. Can you imagine just walking out
mm-hmm.
to your lawn sprinkler one day and instead of a yellow one, it's a green one?
Yeah, right, right. Like it still functions fine, so you right. don't have to replace like,
what
it.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, yeah. Man, it'd be real sad if it was like a really sentimental lawn sprinkler, though.
That your grandma made for you.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
like grandma used to make.
Yeah, she smelted it herself.
Well, you probably shouldn't be putting grandma's quilts on city property
right.
overnight.
Yeah.
You assholes.
Right. Let the nice guys way, finish first.
If you are one of those people, I'm just giving you shit.
Right.
I don't really mean it.
I mean, we didn't touch your stuff. Clearly,
didn't touch
we
your
didn't
stuff,
mean it.
Didn't pound any signs saying free mm-hmm. take one, but I sure thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and apparently, Facebook AI agrees with you.
They did, kind of. And that's the most annoying new feature on the internet.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But those summaries that it mm-hmm. gives when there's a lot of comments, they have some value.
There have been a couple of times when that saved me a lot of scrolling.
Yeah. We should mention, I forgot about this. As a longtime Idahoan who heard this fact probably in fourth grade mm-hmm. when I had to do the book, do they still do that? Like an Idaho book, you have to make a book about Idaho?
Oh, I think
state
I had to
bird,
do that.
State bird, state horse, state...
Oh, I definitely did that.
Opals, something.
Yeah,
anyway,
uh-huh.
I forgot Idaho was admitted to the Union on July 3rd, 1890 mm-hmm. as the 43rd state. So
yeah.
It's just sort of our birthday weekend.
Right.
Idaho, the USA... And IFAF.
Mm-hmm. Lots of birthdays.
Yeah.
I also got a cousin on the 5th.
And so we did celebrate with the Guac Dogs.
Yes.
And
oh, that was the best, though.
They were pretty
they
damn
were
good.
So good.
Just a Nathan's Famous hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was who did the buns? Grandma?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know I love my
like
grandma.
Mm-hmm.
What's her face? Anyway. Yeah. Sycamore.
Right. Yes. Grandma yeah. Sycamore. Mm-hmm.
Nathan's Famous. Some sweet guac and uh-huh. some bacon bits. I think the only thing that would have made it better is fresh bacon that ran the length of the hot dog.
That would have been better.
And not a tomatilla-based guacamole. It's all the okay. store had.
Okay.
But that's fair. Next time, yeah.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll make our own.
Try yourself a guac dog.
Yeah, that was so good. I remember
here
at one
in the month
point,
of July.
I like it was too big for my mouth, so I was just like cramming it in my hole.
Hear me out.
I was genuinely just
wow.
cramming it in my gob because it was so good, and like bits were falling out. It, like I think I was eating like a toddler who had smashed his, it, like had their first cake smash. Just
yeah,
just dripping down my face. I didn't give a.
You're really selling it. Yeah, now I want
it was
another
really
one.
Good. Yeah. And I liked that the hot dog stuck out a little extra at both ends.
Oh yeah.
Too.
Yeah, you gotta get the jumbo Nathan's
yeah.
Famous. They have a couple sizes like regular
mm-hmm.
and bun length. Get the jumbo yes. Nathan's Famous.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. You know, I think honestly, next time we make one, I'm gonna just like go straight for the middle.
And what's more a man?
Just, why not? Like, just go full feral. I
okay,
would just, like, dig
person,
my claws
yeah.
in and just, like.
And then you'll have two.
Yeah, right.
You'll have two going
I can
on.
Double fist it.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You know, it would be worse if there was actually video of me eating it.
It would be.
You know, with AI.
Two things I want to talk about. One. I know they do music for the Idaho Falls fireworks.
Right.
And they do a great job most of the time. Having been behind the scenes, I have my own opinions. You draw your own conclusions. That's fine. But wouldn't it be cool if just once, Frank's for the fireworks, but just once you did the Team America theme song.
Okay, that'd be fun.
Even if you just started with America, America, deal, cut.
Yeah. Actually, that's a great idea.
You're welcome for that idea. Also, check out this drone footage. This is the kind...
I've never seen that show. The one with the puppets, right?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. You know, maybe we'll have to watch that. Does it have a sequel? Just one?
Yeah, just one.
Yeah, go ahead.
But check out this footage of drone firework, not replacements necessarily, but supplements.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's super cool.
That American Eagle and I guess that they had drones that shot fire to make it look like wings. Pretty cool.
That's amazing.
That's the kind of drone stuff I'm talking about when I say we ought to use or supplement at least our show with drones.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and you know all the cartoons where like the fireworks will like spell out a picture or like they'll say a word or something.
Where the hell are those?
Yeah, like we don't have the technology.
Get creative.
For that.
Use them both in tandem.
Exactly. But if we use drones.
Yeah. If a big red, white, and blue explosion goes up and it says USA and the drones behind it are going USA.
Right.
I would shit myself and die.
I know.
To use an 80s expression.
It'd be cool.
Yeah. Also gross me out the door. Gag me with a spoon. But here's a perfect example of something that's on topic, but completely random.
Right.
I heard an ad for not the Idaho Falls fireworks. I think the Ammon fireworks.
Okay.
And the line was, with an aerial display. But I'm sorry. Whoever pronounced it was just a little bit off, I think.
Uh-huh.
And it sounded, at least at low volume, it sounded with an aerial display. Every single time I heard it, I was like, that's the last thing I want to see. But it reminded me.
The last thing, Mike?
On me. But it reminded me of some old ads for a car dealership in Rigby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And their slogan or their tagline or their ending outro thing they said was under the giant American flag in Rigby.
Right.
But if your announcer is too lazy to say under the giant American flag in Rigby and makes it sound like under vagina American flag in Rigby.
Right.
You should probably change announcers.
Yep.
And I'm also going to say that, no offense, for the ultimate and intimate, if you can't say that for the ultimate intimate.
Right. Well, and to be fair, that's kind of a hard one.
It is.
I mean, on
paper. So maybe change your tagline.
Well, but that's the thing. On paper, it's a great tagline. You know, it sucks to have to get rid of it because people can't because I can't enunciate either. Because people can't enunciate.
Well, we're both, we're both not. We're semi-pro tonight.
You know, that's the thing. I was really dehydrated earlier because I was out in that heat at the farmer's market. And I think
you went nuts. Oh,
I did a little. I did.
Yeah. Did you get your quail eggs?
I did, as a matter of fact.
You made some duck eggs or quail eggs or
duck eggs?
Both?
Yeah.
The other day?
Yeah, I made just some duck eggs and some quail eggs. They were nice, huh?
They really were.
I know, and those duck eggs are so good. I actually ended up stopping into my friend's shop, Elsie's Closet, and I actually left her one of my things of duck eggs because she'd never tried them. Oh, and I was like, you need a babe.
She'll dig them, I bet.
Well, she loves to start her day with a couple of eggies.
Huh.
So I think she'll dig it.
Oh, okay. I'm hoping that this video will come out okay because I shot it sort of in a hurry. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to double down on my anti-meteorologist kick.
And all I want to know is, Mike, who hurt you? Just kidding.
Useless information packaged as if it's valuable. That's who hurt me. Hey, coming up in 5 minutes, we'll take a look at the weather.
Just think of all of the great weatherman outtakes we wouldn't have were it not for those brave men and women willing to do that job.
They are sort of there for comic relief, sort of like the sports guy, and I get that.
Right, right.
But I just want to show you, have you played with your weather app? And this is just for iPhone users, things you might not have played with. Okay, obviously, you open it up and you see what the current temperature is. You know you can scroll all the way to the end of a 24-hour cycle and see what the temp will be hour by hour.
Mm-hmm.
Not just temp and condition. Did you also know that it'll give you the next 10 days. Probably you did because you have eyes. Did you also know that if you keep going, there's like phases of the moon?
Yeah.
And if you're a fan of full moons, you can just go to, that's the night. Great.
Right. Which also, did you see that one that looked just like an orange slice the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one was incredible.
We've got some great ones in the summer here. Did you also know you can check out precipitation, in our case, none. Temperature, hot as balls.
Yeah.
Air quality, fine.
Yeah, the only precipitation is the sweat on my upper lip. And
it should be self-evident at this point.
Right. Next on the weather, check your phone.
But yeah, coming up in 5 minutes, we'll have a 5-minute segment telling me all the information I can get in, I don't know, 10 seconds total.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is pretty useless. Mm-hmm. It's the information age. Get with it. And also, local TV, I got to call you out on your production. It's bad. It's right. So bad.
When podcasters in their own basement. Kid, yeah.
We can make a better looking video than you can with two webcams and an iPhone.
Right.
That's bad. That's bad. I'm just saying, you're bad and you should feel bad. Boy, I didn't soften that at all, did I?
You didn't. They probably have an AV guy who's been there for years and years and years, and he's been working with the same technology the entire time, obviously with some of the updated bits, right, too.
When Avid first came out and it was a big thing.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. You are going to have to, a year before his retirement, of course, fire him and then replace him with a 15-year-old kid with a YouTube channel. At Christmas.
Fire him a year before his retirement at Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like, right before he's vested.
Yes. Yeah.
But in all seriousness, it used to be you were only in competition with the other local guy across town. Mm-hmm. Now you're in competition globally. Mm-hmm. So why the local TV stations haven't stepped up their video lighting, their studio, it's beyond me. I don't get it. And I'm obviously beside myself.
I've even heard that their anchors have to do their own makeup.
Yeah.
You're telling me that you can't get someone's 16-year-old niece who's really into makeup to do that job for like $10 an hour?
I almost wonder if we're watching the slow decline of a medium.
I mean
at least DeFranco, on a small market level.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Philip DeFranco's stuff can look better.
But I mean, realistically,
I remember like watching that guy in like 2008. And I was like,
same.
This is like a 20-year-old sitting behind a desk of his own creation. Mm-hmm. And then 15 years when I met you, your friend was saying, who's that news guy on YouTube?
Right.
And you're like, oh, Philip DeFranco?
Yeah. Yeah.
Team PDS, baby. Mm-hmm. We think you're great.
But yeah, point is, even with the local news stuff, a lot of it comes from the whole national news, like, packets that they put together, you know?
How much actual local news do we have that's not just a CNN feed?
Yeah, I mean, realistically, I almost feel like all you need is Philip DeFranco and IFAF.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just saying.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we should end our show on this weird story.
Yes. Can we talk about that?
So I don't even know the facts. Valley of the Chapel, Pines of the Valley of the Chapel of the...
Valley of the Clouds Sanatorium.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So in 2019, 5 years ago, here's how I understand the story, which, by the way, I'm a skimmer, so I might have missed some very important details, but this is our true crime segment of the show.
Right.
I think 17, 18, 19-year-old girl was hanging out with some scouts. So I assume Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. she wandered into a Boy Scout camp. One of the counselors happened to be a woman.
Oh, is that what it was?
Because that's a normal thing that happens.
Okay.
But yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Women counselors at Boy Scout camps?
Constantly. I'm sorry. Have you never heard of a den mother?
I guess I thought it was all, farting and making pee jokes.
No. Also, like...
I was in scouts for a minute.
Sure. But I mean, like, let's be honest, too. Like, you got to make sure that there are women around to keep those boys in check, both the men and the kids.
All right. You're
right. You know, you get enough dudes together in one group and the collective IQ just drops.
Okay. All right. First of all, brilliant. Don't disagree. Okay. So a girl about the age of 14, 16 or
17. Yeah.
Wandered into this scout camp and was met by a girl about the age of 17, 18, 19.
Okay.
And this girl, 14 or 15, was confused, disoriented, wasn't sure where she had come from, said she had come from the woods. Anyway, quite the mystery. And now that it's been posted on Facebook, local people who are seeing it in their local group are replying, oh, I know that girl. I'm her aunt.
Right. And stuff like that.
And she's fine. And she is a little nonverbal, which is why that probably added to the mystery of where the hell did this chick come from?
Right, right.
But come to find out, the Valley of the Chapel of the Pines. What is
it? The Valley of the Clouds Sanatorium.
Okay. Yeah. Come to find out, that was a joke name.
Yeah. Because it's just a random ranch that this guy owns and lives on. But he was making a joke that it's like... you know, it's sort of like a mental wellness retreat.
A place to regain your mental health.
Yeah. It's so calm and inviting that it's like where they'd set up a sanatorium.
Yeah. And by the way, I've always heard sanitarium.
Right.
But apparently sanatorium, best I can tell after hitting Webster's and Wikipedia a couple times, sanatorium and sanitarium are interchangeable.
Yes. Now, here's something funny.
And both sort of outdated.
Yeah. So here's something funny. I grew up watching a ton of Ghost Hunters. I loved that show. It was like mine and my mom's thing. But they actually, I remember one episode they explained, or maybe my mom explained it to me. I don't remember. But I remember that it had to do with Ghost Hunters because they'd always go into sanitariums and sanatoriums. And I was like, what's the difference between the two? According to everything we did tonight, no difference. I thought that was a thing for so long, and I was incorrect.
But what a compelling story, especially heading into, you know, the next big holiday after July 4th.
They already have decorations out. Okay. I almost don't want
to
talk.
But what a thing to hit. I mean, what a compelling story. Just like a girl.
Yeah.
Mysteriously wanders out of the woods.
Said her name is Elle, by the way.
Yeah. Stranger Things vibes. Yeah. What?
Like, doesn't want to talk too much. Looks a little shifty and scared and freaked out by people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. In the middle of the night,
into the woods and doesn't know where she came from. Like,
maybe prep for some Demogorgons, guys.
It doesn't, when you read all the facts, it doesn't sound like that much of a compelling story. But, you know, somebody could, they made a movie about Cocaine Bear.
Right. That's the start of a creepypasta at the very least.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to talk about, though, since you did mention it. And Halloween is the next big holiday. So I've been into a couple of craft stores lately. Don't ask why. It doesn't matter. Anyway, but they've put out some of their decorations already. And I particularly, and I shouldn't even tell this because I don't want them all to get bought up, but I love the ones at Michael's because they're so funky. They're like they're kind of like 60s, 70s. They're like all orange and pink and black. And like, they're just like,
ooh, orange and pink and black.
Yeah. They're groovy, dude. All right. Like they look so good. And I kind of, it's really hard for me to not want to go in and buy them because all of my old Halloween stuff matched my old living room. And now it doesn't match this living room. So I don't have a lot of good Halloween stuff.
Oh, I understand. Oh, like, what a problem.
Well, you know what? Listen, to get all the good stuff before Halloween, it's expensive. And usually I'm the kind of girly who waits till after the season to buy the stuff.
You know, I just saw it was the anniversary of Dior Kunz, who went missing. Speaking of mysteries in Idaho.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, thank goodness this one at least got solved.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
He's like, that is just the JonBenet Ramsey of Idaho Falls, I think.
It is.
Just bizarre.
Here's
the thing. Never know the truth, and it's sad. It makes me sad.
That's the thing, though. All this stuff always comes to light.
Yeah.
It can only stay buried for so long every time.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they always think. But I mean, like Jack the Ripper, we have a pretty good idea of who it probably is.
You're right.
I
read, it was probably 20 years ago, 75-year-old mystery solved. And I was like, oh shit, half the people who care about this are dead.
Right.
That's not fair.
Well, but I think that's the thing too. Stories like this gain traction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that one is a really interesting case that I think is super worth looking into.
And I think another time for a plug for our buddy Emily at the She's Missing podcast.
Yes.
Look into that if you're into true crime related to us right here directly in East Idaho.
Yeah, she talks about local true crime, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, in case you didn't notice, the paranormal circus and that big bouncy house thing have been at the Grand Teton Mall lately.
They're back.
Yeah, so I know that the paranormal circus was this last weekend, and I think that the bounce house is coming up this upcoming weekend, right? Does that sound right to you?
Don't know.
Okay, that's all right. Point is, if you care about tents and or inflatable things and or spooky circuses, go check it out.
Yeah. Oh, and the meat tent, which I totally called.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
20 ribeyes for $40.
Yes, you had it exactly right. I thought that was hilarious.
Correct down to the amount.
Mm-hmm.
Are back, or they were back, or something.
That was also last weekend.
Yeah, I didn't feel like getting any of those.
We'll see.
If, like you said, they might be really good, like for steak and eggs.
Right, right.
Yeah.
If you just need some meat and you don't really care too much about the quality, probably great.
Yeah.
Like if it's going in burritos or something, awesome. If you want like an actual steak, you got to call it Virgin River. But
yeah, absolutely. All right. We'll leave you with that. That's our show. Thanks for all the love this past week, especially when we were sitting on our asses doing absolutely nothing. Thank you.
Yeah.
The honestly, comments, the tagging, man, that made us feel really special.
Well, and I think we needed it, you know?
Have a great week.
See you next fall.
Summer, summer, summer. Hear me out.